So the Letterkenny and Killybegs campuses of ATU were recently designated as autism-friendly campuses. And so in order to achieve that, we committed to AsIAM's Higher Education Institute Award, which means that we have developed a three-year action plan to develop the campuses as autism-friendly. So AsIAM carried out a sensory audit of the Donegal and Sligo campuses, and the recommendations are recorded in the action plans. We also set up a local action group to work on implementing those actions recorded in the plan. So the plan is made up of nine key principles ranging from the transition to college, student experience both socially and in the teaching environment, availability of accessible, detailed information, and changes to the built environment are some examples of that. And there's also a section or a principle that covers support for staff. So some of the initiatives that we have implemented include the employment of an inclusion learner support tutor. So Eilish Bolo works on a one-to-one basis with students to provide both learning and emotional support. She also has set up a synapse for neurodivergent people to come and meet, and I suppose they set their own goals as to what they'd like to achieve in that weekly meeting. We have installed a sensory cubby in the library, and we've made some changes to the common spaces. We offer a tailored induction to students who require an early introduction to the campus. And then I suppose on a strategic level, we we're working on, I suppose, policies and procedures that support reasonable accommodation for all students with disabilities. But we know the number of neurodivergent students is growing in ATU by 30% year on year. So the reasonable accommodations will benefit all of those students. And then we've embedded autism-friendly furniture into our procurement processes. So I suppose in summary, really, it's about the one-to-one for the students, the strategic implementation of all areas of the college, and then the built environment as well is very important.
And what kind of feedback have you gotten on that from the students?
So feedback from the students indicates that the one-to-one support is very important, and having someone available to them in a safe place to discuss issues, I suppose, helps them to navigate the sometimes overwhelming college environment. And we've also gotten feedback from students that they require quiet areas to regulate. And it allows students a safe place to switch off from what is normally a very busy campus environment. There's also, I suppose, having suitable areas for lunch allows students to eat in an environment that meets their needs. And then it's about accessible social spaces and teaching spaces as well. So that, I suppose, is the primary research or feedback that we've received from students.
And you had Adam Harris, the CEO of AsIAM, for a visit. You know, what did he say whenever he'd seen the work that you had done?
So Adam was delighted to visit the Letterkenny campus last week, and he acknowledged the work of the action group and commended the changes that had been implemented since the journey began. So as I mentioned, the sensory audit, there is recommendations from that. And he was pleased to see that some of those had been implemented already. He also commended the commitment of ATU to become an autism-friendly university across its nine campuses. So there's the Sligo and St Angela's campus have been re-accredited this year as well. So that's four out of the nine campuses. So he acknowledged that. Adam states that achieving autism-friendly campus status is one significant part of the journey, which provides the roadmap for success of the initiative. But ATU are looking forward to achieving the goals outlined in the action plan over the next 3 years. And what ATU wants is for students, visitors and staff to have a sense of belonging on our campuses and to know that they're welcome. We want to create an environment that allows everyone to have the same chance and the same opportunity to succeed.
And I suppose just on that, you know, a lot of people will say that this will focus on students, but it can be anybody with autism. You know, there, you'll have staff and visitors as well that, you know, this will benefit. It's about having an inclusive environment, I suppose, from top to bottom.
Absolutely. So, yeah, so there, like as I mentioned, there is a principle in it with regards to supports for staff. So I suppose reasonable accommodations are for students, but also for staff in the work environment. And it is important that we create suitable work environments for people that have additional needs or sensory needs. You know, so something as simple as noise cancelling headphones, a darkened screen, an area that staff can go to regulate as well. Those are all initiatives that we hope to bring into the campuses over the coming years. And I suppose training is a massive part of that as well. So to educate managers and people that are working with neurodivergent people that they have specific needs, but that they can be mainstreamed as well, and for it just to become part of the work environment as well as the study environment.